Additional test data has alleviated safety concerns about two public drinking water wells near where firefighting foam residue from Eielson Air Force Base was dumped. Earlier testing indicated the presence of ethylene glycol in samples from the wells, one near Harding Lake and the other in Salcha, both in the vicinity of where the residue was dumped at two gravel pits. There was also concern that PFAS might have been in the dumped residue after some was found in other containers of the liquid. But Sarah Moore with the State Department of Environmental Conservation says a second round of well sample tests came back clean.
And that includes the results for what's called the semi-volatile organic compounds, and none of those exceeded state drinking water standards. We've also received the results for fluorinated compounds, and all of those were non-detect. And because we had some concerns surrounding data quality for the sample results associated with ethylene glycol, the state resampled those, and all of those were also non-detect.
Moore says that means it's safe to drink water from the two wells. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the state are moving toward testing wells on area private properties.
We have finished surveying private property within a quarter mile of the two dumping sites to identify what private properties have wells. And they have started calling the owners of those private properties to request permission to come on their property and sample those private wells.
Moore says investigation of the case continues, and that although the residue solution was dumped at gravel pits owned by local area contractor Rolling Stone, it's not clear who improperly disposed of the liquid.
There were three contractors doing the fire suppression system testing, and the waste was transported off base by those contractors and taken to Rolling Stone, where it was to properties owned by Rolling Stone, where it was discharged.
Moore says as the generator of the waste, the Air Force is the primary responsible party and lists the Army Corps of Engineers, the three base contractors, plus gravel pit owner Rolling Stone as potential responsible parties. She provided no timeline for completion of the investigation.